I'm in Colorado. He's now in Washington. I knew he was in limbo when we met, and the dates we had were pretty intimate. Huh! Intimacy! Look at this! Look at this timing. Okay, sorry.
Eric is jealous of this listener already.
Yeah. You know what? Shutting my computer. No, I'm kidding. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Finding Mr. Height, the podcast. I am your co-host, Erica Spira.
And I'm Allie Jackson. Hello.
Hello. We are back. We are pre-recording this, but first, big thank you to everyone who came out to the DC shows.
What a great show. Our show, your shows, they were all great. I just know it.
All of them were perfect and amazing and sold out completely. Packed out every show.
Completely sold out, encores for days, standing ovations. The shows, yes, they were fantastic.
Everything was absolutely perfect. So anyway, well, you know, thank you. Thank you really, though, for everybody coming, because we do have tickets sold at this point. So
People are coming.
We're excited to meet you guys. And now it's just weird to record this ahead of time, but we know you're listening after. Shout out to everybody who came. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. For coming.
Anyway, so as always, we have updates for the pod. Allie has a lot more than myself this week, but tossing it over to you, we are fresh off our second date with Mr. Worldwide.
We are. So
when I say we, I'm a part of it officially.
We're in this together.
we're all on our second date with Mr. Worldwide.
And the pod listeners helped create the nickname. Not helped create, literally created the nickname. So this is a we.
Yes.
This is all of us.
Tis.
So we're fresh off our second date. I mentioned last week that I had a volleyball tournament. Like, the only day that I was able to see him before I went to the wedding that I just got back from in the Dominican Republic was the same day that I had a volleyball tournament. It's the only free night that I had. And so he offered to come to Brooklyn and, like, to the neighborhood where the tournament was so that we could make this happen. And we did that, and we had a really great time. We had dinner. It was, like, fairly quick because, you know, Sunday night, I just played a whole day tournament, whatever. But, like, just a really nice time. And, like, we just – I'm trying to think about, like, oh, you know, what were, like, the highlights or whatever. But it just overall was just, like, a lovely conversation. We talked a lot about sports. So he played a sport in college. It's like the reason that he moved to the U.S. is for this sport in college. Mm-hmm. And so because I just had the tournament all day, we talked a lot about, like, the tournament. Like, we're both super competitive, talked about, like, trash talk. Apparently he was, like, known for his trash talk in college.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that was, like, he was like, I wasn't, like, the best guy out there, but, like, I was going to get in your head.
It is a strategy.
It is. And there's not as much trash talk in volleyball. Like, it's actually, like, pretty frowned upon. But like, through the net, you can get, like, yellow cards and stuff if you even, like, talk to the other team sometimes, which is kind of absurd. But there were a couple scuffles at the tournament, like, verbal scuffles, mm-hmm, altercations between teams. So we were talking about that and, like, laughing a ton and just had a great time.
How was the end of the date?
It was good. We hugged goodbye. Haven't kissed him. And then we said, so he knew that I was leaving for the tournament in, like, a couple days the wedding.
Yeah.
He knew that I was leaving in a couple days. And so basically said, like, all right, like, let me know when you're back. Have a great time. And I told him at that time that I only had a few days in between that and when we go to DC.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yeah, I'll let you know. Like, I'm kind of crazy in between that and my next trip, but, like, would love to see you again. He said me too. And so then we left it there. And then we texted a bit throughout my trip and just kind of, like, little back and forth. I sent him, like, a couple pictures of the trip. He was, like, telling me about his weekend. He'd, like, watched a friend's kids for the night. So that was an adventure. And so, yeah, it was good. It was nice, like, little check-ins. And then you and I recorded Patreon while I was on the trip, and I was telling you about how I had plans to go, or have plans to go to the Museum of Illusions tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. I have been there before. It's fun.
Yeah. And it looks really cool. I got an email. They emailed me offering me tickets to go and, like, post about it in my stories and stuff. So I was like, yeah, sure. That sounds cool. So reached out to – yeah, why not? reached out to a couple friends who had invited me to something previously. The three of us are going. And you had suggested that I invite Mr. Worldwide along. That's my only, I should mention. I got home last night, tired. Mm-hmm. Tonight, we are recording. Tomorrow is the museum that I already have these tickets for. And then I leave on Wednesday. So, like, not a whole lot of options. So you had suggested that I invite him along to the museum and then, you know, maybe get dinner after.
So is the plan to go?
So I did that. The plan is a half go. He's not going to be out of work in time to make the museum trip. Because So he and I are going to get dinner just one-on-one, like not involving my friends afterwards.
Oh, okay. So he's probably not meeting the friends is the
– No. No, he won't. Change. It's just going to be me and him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well. But it's nice to put it in.
Yeah, totally. And our tickets are like – the way that they do their tickets is like a timed entry. So there's not really – like we have tickets for a certain time and he can't make it. So totally fine. And I didn't have plans to do anything with my friends after. Like they didn't think I was going to dinner with them or anything like that. So it kind of works out.
There you go. Yeah, you fit it in. It'll be nice.
Yeah. So yeah. So then he's very – I mean, I actually think he might work somewhere near – he's in finance. I think he works downtown. So I think he actually works fairly near where this museum is. No, it's uptown, isn't it?
Museum's like kind of West Village-y.
Oh, then yeah, then I'm right. He works he works and lives downtown. And so he knows of a place that he really likes. It's called Bangkok Supper Club. I've never been, but it looks really good.
Oh, I've heard of this place. It is really good. I've never been. It's saved in one of my Instagram saves.
Yeah, he said it's one of his favorite places and it's really close to the museum. So,
yeah, that'll be good.
So yeah, so he's going to go, or we're going to meet there rather, and try to get a seat at the bar. Otherwise, we have a reservation that's a little bit later than I would prefer to be having dinner. So hopefully we get a seat at the bar.
That's all right. That sounds fun.
Yeah. So it should be good. And then we'll go to DC. So get a squeeze a little third date in there.
There you go. Third date. Squeezed in. Yeah.
Third day.
So it's the first. Yeah, the only other guy you've been out with technically this year is Pie Guy, right?
I've been on 3 first dates this year, but only 1 second date, and it was with Pie Guy.
Okay. Right.
But no,
so
third date.
It's the first third date of the year.
Yeah. Technically, there I had a third date scheduled, but it just didn't happen.
Didn't happen, unfortunately.
Didn't happen. So yeah, first third date of the year.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Are you going to make a move?
I don't know if I'll make a move.
And a second date. Like, open to it, I guess.
I'm open to it. I'm not, like, feeling like I really want to make it happen.
I mean, you mean the whole thing? You mean, like, a kiss?
No, a kiss.
Yeah. Okay. I was like, I wasn't implying make a move, like, take him home. I hope.
Oh, gosh, no. I assumed you
know what
kiss.
I mean? I mean, no judgment if you want to, but I was like, oh, I meant to kiss when you're like, I'm not doing the whole thing. I'm like, whoa.
Oh, no, I knew you meant to kiss. I meant I don't really want to initiate it, I don't think, on this particular date.
But you're open.
I'm
just
open.
Linger. Do the linger.
Yeah. Because it has been as they call it, I mean, it's only 3 dates, but like the slow burn type thing. Like, I definitely find him attractive. Like, he's a very attractive guy. I'm open to kissing him. I could see myself doing that. But like, it wasn't the like, I'm in a good way, like not the like sparky, like, oh my God, like kind of chemistry.
Okay.
So.
Because I do feel like you had a really great first date though.
Absolutely. But not from like a physical attraction perspective.
Okay. I get what you're saying.
But absolutely. Yeah. Loved the first date and the second date. Great dates. But he is a super attractive guy. So it's not like I'm not attracted to him. Just wasn't like, that wasn't the first thing that I was like, oh, this is why I like this guy. Which I think is a good
thing. I mean, I think sometimes if we break it down, like this is technically a stranger from the internet, then it's like, well,
also
then
true.
It makes sense. You know what I mean?
Also
like,
true.
If you're attracted to them or not, when there's just this like, yeah, I didn't feel like kissing them yet. It's like, yeah, technically we've known this person for 3 hours. Like,
it's so true.
You know, when you're like, oh, it is a stranger from the internet. Oh, right.
Yeah. And it's a good reframe. No? It's a good reframe.
Yeah. No rush, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, so I'm definitely open to it. We'll see. Yeah. Like you said, maybe the little bit of the linger. after dinner. So that is the plan. And then small update on Montana Boy, who is the younger gentleman that I had met at the previous volleyball tournament. Saw him again, ended up hanging out with him. We have been flirty texting, and decidedly flirty texting. Like, I'm not confused about whether we're flirting.
Okay. I was like, what is decidedly flirty texting versus regular flirty texting?
Well, just because I wasn't sure. Remember, I was like not quite sure if we were flirting or not. Like, I thought we were, but I wasn't quite sure. Now, like, we had this whole back and forth yesterday where I'm like, oh yeah, okay. Like, this is a flirty thing. And I have invited him to my birthday party this weekend.
Oh, interesting. I was actually going to ask you regarding Mr. Worldwide if you would include him in your birthday plans.
No way.
No way. Why a no way?
I mean,
now that I know you've invited the Montana guy, but
okay, well, yeah, obviously, like, no way now, but
well, I guess, okay, put it this way. It's a situation you're in where you have a choice.
Yeah.
Do you invite Montana Boy? Do you invite guy you've been on a few dates with that has long-term potential?
So I think to use our Matchmaker Maria phrase from last week, in the situation, I would rather invite Hofe's guy because it's like less pressure. Also, to be clear, I invited everyone that I knew at the volleyball tournament.
Okay. So it's like, so there's people he knows.
There. Absolutely. Yes, exactly. So that actually is a pretty big factor because he's not going to, if he even comes, who knows if he will, he's not showing up solo, not knowing anybody. He's going to know a group of people that I know are absolutely coming.
Okay. Yeah, I get it.
So that factors in, but it's also like, I don't know. I just feel like I don't put a whole lot of weight behind meeting friends, like this museum thing, for example. Like, I wouldn't have thought it was a big deal if he had met a couple of my friends because we were going to this museum and he came with us. The birthday party for me feels like another level of like, oh, this is all of my friends on like a very important day for me. And you don't know anybody there. So you're truly my date.
Yeah, I think the question is more, are you invested enough to invite him? Like, you know, it's essentially like, do you really want him there? Will you be a little bummed if he's not? Like, would you want to spend part of your birthday with him?
Yeah, I think the answer's no.
The answer's no. Because I'm curious, did you tell him it's your birthday coming this weekend? Like, do you think you're going to mention it?
I think I'll mention it. He does already know when-ish my birthday is because we talked about like astrological signs or some shit on our first date. So I know when his birthday is. I know the exact date. I'm pretty sure I told him the exact date, whether he remembers that or not. Who knows? But yeah, I'll probably mention it.
Yeah, I think this is like the prime example about giving people the opportunity to show up and show that extra effort. But we can't if we don't tell them something's happening. You know what I mean? Like, I understand totally. Not inviting him to the birthday party, but in general, I do think it is a telling sign if you're like, oh yeah, my birthday is this weekend, you know, I'm getting dinner or whatever, have planned Saturday. I think it's very telling and a great sign if they're like, oh, well, maybe Sunday or Monday, like I could take you to dinner for your birthday or just some type of gesture.
Totally. I would love that. I would love that if he did that. And I actually don't have plans. I have like a self-care day planned on Monday. I booked a facial and I booked a massage. My actual birthday is on Sunday. And so I did that. I don't have evening plans on purpose. Like, I wanted it to be kind of like a rejuvenating day, but I would totally be open if he wanted to do something.
Yeah, why not? I think it's a perfect, you know, if this next date goes great and things are moving line along, I feel like it's kind of a perfect opportunity to tell someone like, oh, you know, my birthday's this weekend. I have these plans, blah, blah, blah. And see if they offer something.
Yeah.
I think it's nice.
Yeah. I hope that he's not, I hope that he doesn't feel bummed that he doesn't get the invite to my party. Do you think you would feel bummed if you were out on like three dates with someone?
Yeah. If they said a party, yeah. Because my question is, how many people? Like, if you're at dinner with, you know, 4 or 5 close friends, then, you know, obviously. And let's say it's all men, then I'm not like, oh, why don't I have a invite? But, you know, if you're doing some loose, like, I'm going to this bar, inviting all these people I know, I would be bummed, personally. Because it's like, oh, you don't even want me to, like, stop by and say hello?
Exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah, well, I guess that's why I said the prioritizing thing. I guess that comes into debate a little bit with the scenario. And I'm not trying to, like, point a finger at you, but it's just...
No, yeah,
I understand there's a loophole of you invited a whole volleyball team and he's on the team. So there's, like, somewhat of an exception to the rule. But I guess in general, with juggling both these people, there is, like, the question about, you know, hoe-phasing and dating intentionally. And I think the answer usually is you should put the dating intentionally person above hoe-phase person.
Totally. I think when I think about it, though, let's say that Montana Boy didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
I still would not want to invite Mr. Worldwide to this party.
Yeah, that's fair.
So to me, it doesn't feel like, I mean, technically I am inviting one and not the other, but it doesn't feel like to me that I'm inviting one over the other, because there isn't a world in which I would have invited Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah, that's fine. I think it's still telling that you're like, oh, I would like to do something with him for my birthday. And I think that's kind of more telling, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, like, what I mean?
Yeah.
Or you're just not that invested yet. You're invested, but you're not.
What's interesting is, like, when you said it's telling that you, like, want to do something with him for your birthday, my first reaction in my head was like, I don't really care if I do something with him for my birthday.
Okay.
Which, that is that bad?
No. You might hate me for this, but, like, what if this was, you know, the rower, date 3, and your birthday was that weekend? Would you be like, oh, I want to invite him, and yes, or hope you would do something with him?
Yeah, the latter. I wouldn't have invited him, but the latter. Yes, 100%.
Something. Okay. I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, I think I'm torn between, I do like him, and I'm enjoying my time with him. I think I'm torn between now having this conversation, like, the rower, the disco ball, like, let's put those two people are in, like, kind of the same camp in terms of, like, how much I was invested in them early on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Neither of those things were slow burns. And I would like a slow burn, because I think that that's healthier for me. So what I'm struggling with, like, even thinking through it in this conversation that I hadn't really thought about before, is, like, when does it go from slow burn to, like, I'm not that invested in this person. I don't think I'm there yet at 3 dates, but that's now what I'm like, when does that flip happen? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't really experienced a slow burn often. It was with people that I knew from something in real life. And once I knew them a longer time, I suddenly was like, oh, I would date that person. So I don't have a hard answer for you on it. I mean, the attraction part, I think most people agree, 3 dates, which you're like, it is there. You already were feeling possibly kissing him on the second date. So it's like, all right, that hurdle, we're over that hurdle. That part of the slow burn, done. I guess in terms of excitement, I don't know. But I think overall you're having a good gut feeling about, you feel very reassured, it sounds like, and you don't feel anxious about the situation with him whatsoever.
No. So I guess it's discerning between, when is it that I don't feel anxious because this person makes me feel safe and secure and reassured and I like him? And when do I not feel anxious because I just don't really care?
Or don't like him.
Yeah. Which I don't think is the case currently, but, like, that's the internal.
This is giving me, like, a publicist vibe here, where you're into it, but you're not sold. And I think that's okay.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a good comparison. And for different reasons. Like, I think, like, not even reason. That's not like I have a reason why I'm not sold. Yeah. But, like, publicist was an attraction thing initially.
Mm-hmm. But everything else, yeah.
Yeah. But, although we did that, and then we did kiss on our first date. So, like, who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? I don't know. I think you'll, you know, every date is information, as we say. So.
So true.
I think you'll get more information. You'll see. Yeah, I don't want to like give you a number to say.
No, but I don't even think there is, right? Like, I don't even think there is like a, oh, it's after this, but like,
I think things should just be building.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it should be building, and I would hope your excitement is picking up in some way. That doesn't mean you're at a 10 out of 10, but you know, I feel like you've been very happy and a little giddy after every date. So.
Yeah, good sign. I mean, they've been super fun, and I'm excited to see him tomorrow. So I guess we shall see. And maybe who knows? Maybe after tomorrow I'll feel differently and be like super excited to do something for my birthday with him.
I wouldn't be surprised if he, you know, well, obviously just I'm not gonna be surprised if you go on another date period, let's say that.
Yeah.
Because often if you make it to three, you make it to four easily.
Yeah. Timing wise, our fourth date's gonna be like on or near my birthday. Even if it's not, quote unquote, for my birthday.
Yeah, but put it this way. Friends of mine that I've seen have a birthday, have a Valentine's Day, have a little something pop up. Even when they're newly dating someone, it was very telling that the guy would do something. Even if it is like a freaking candy bar. Like, it doesn't have to be a huge crazy gesture. But yeah. It always just showed like, oh, this person really is into me. Likes me, is thoughtful, wanted to do something nice. So it feels like all green lights with this guy. Let's say that. It feels like all green flags, totally. Green lights. So
I'm trying to remember. I don't think I've ever started dating someone around this time before, or at least it's been a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to think back to guys who've been at my birthday parties. Like guys that I've dated who've been at birthday parties of mine.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've been dating somebody on my birthday. Like, I actually think 2020 was the last time I was dating somebody on my birthday.
And that was full lockdown. So
literally was on my couch on a Zoom call with my boyfriend.
My birthday party was a Zoom. So I added him to the Zoom. He got invited to the Zoom. What a time.
I was so annoyed with him too, because he like forgot that we were supposed to have this birthday party Zoom. And I was like sitting there in this like, little him and me were supposed to have a birthday party, like birthday dinner Zoom. And I was like sitting there in this like little plastic crown that Cindy had gotten me that I was like going to still wear for my little dinner, and had made my dinner and was like sitting there waiting. And he fucking forgot and like ate dinner with his family and then like texted me like nothing later that day. I was so annoyed.
Who is this? Is this Oyster? Who is this?
Yeah. Yeah, it was the Oyster.
Shit. Oh, that's pretty bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did he text you happy birthday that day? Did he know it was your birthday?
We had spoken about it earlier that day. We had made the plans earlier that day.
Oh, wow. Damn.
That was not good. So anyway, so like the last time.
So that's the opposite of what we're talking about.
Yeah. Not what we're going for. That is not what we are going for.
Not the vibe.
Yep. Not the vibe. But yeah, I don't think I've even been like on a, you know, on a first, second date. Like, I don't think I've been anywhere near dating somebody on my birthday since then. So I was trying to initially in my head be like, when was the last time I invited someone to a birthday party? And it's been a minute.
Yeah, look, I'm not trying to shit on your birthday, but I always said March is breakup season. And
is it because they don't want to do like Valentine's Day and then they do it
it's
after?
Like, or? Yeah, because I think it's the person that is being like, I don't know if this is working near Valentine's Day, but you go, well, I feel like a dick if I do it 2 days before, and then you also feel like a dick if you do it 2 days after. So there's this like 2 week period where you go, all right, let me like let things chill out for 2 weeks, and then March comes and it's getting warmer and people are out, and it's just like, okay, now feels like the time. I don't know. I always felt like anyone I knew usually broke up in March, but also I've had a trend with things ending with people like a month before my birthday, which is April. So who knows?
I have said before that if you are dating me at Thanksgiving, we're about to have a rough ride because we've got holidays, Valentine's Day, and my birthday. So you've got to wait.
Yeah. Yeah, where it's like, it's that's why there's the, they call it cuffing season. There's like a trap to it in a way, not saying it's a trap for anyone who started dating someone this November, but you know what I mean? It's like, it's an easy reason. And also if you're living the climate where it gets cold, then you want to be cuddling. It's, you know, it's a whole thing. Everybody knows. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to do a joke on stage that I talked about. I don't like truly believe this, but I said something like, your relationship isn't real unless you make it through a summer together. Because summer is the time that everybody wants to be single. So it's like, we've, you know, you've seen these seasonal boyfriends out there, right? I dated one, that's Eggs Benedict. Always got a girl from, you know, October to Valentine's, and then it's done. Hot and then it's summer. Like, well, back to single season. You know, back to rooftops and whatever people are doing. You know what I mean? And people travel a lot, so people are less, you know, more flaky or whatever it is. So
very true. Very true.
So no disrespect to the March birthdays, but I'd be curious. DM me. DM me if you agree that March is breakup season, because I feel like it is.
It makes sense. It makes sense. It just, it's probably just not true for me, because that would be a dick move. So maybe mine is April and May.
Right. Or I guess if you're in college, it's then everybody goes away for spring break. So there's the idea like, do I want to be single on spring break?
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, probably yes.
Saw a lot of those spring breakers in the DR this week. Didn't realize it was going to be spring break. Yeah.
But yeah, all green flags.
Yeah, absolutely. So we shall see. So we will have, I will be fresh off the date, hot off the press updates for the DC show.
Yeah, you guys are going to hear it first before the Patreon. Mm-hmm. Before, so that's why you should come Patreon. To a live show. Look at that.
So yeah, that's what I have going on. But you have some exciting news.
Yes, I have some comedy news. We talked about it on the pod. I was trying to manifest the Tonight Show. And the Tonight Show has not happened yet, but we have other good news. Yeah, so I submitted, there's this thing called Don't Tell Comedy. They do sets. They also have shows almost in, I think, actually every city now. So wherever you live, look up Don't Tell Comedy, your town, you will probably find something. They run great shows all around, and they have a huge online presence. So I'm very excited. I'm going to be taping a set with them in June. So I got time. But I'm very excited. I'm on the next taping. So
that's amazing. I'm so excited for you.
Yes, I'm very pumped. And it's filming in San Diego. So I'll be posting whatever details to that whenever I get them. So any San Diego people, come. And Jordan's on the show. So it's also a nice plus. And I'm like, oh, nice. I get to do this with a good friend and be able to like celebrate after, which is always exciting.
Hell yeah. That'll be awesome. Congrats.
Thank you. But yeah, unfortunately, that's all for me because I was back in New York a few days early before the show. And I'm not going to lie, I felt like tempted to swipe a little bit on Bumble.
Oh, yeah? To like go out on dates here? Or
I'll be honest, I don't really know. It was like, you know, you have that night on the couch and you're like, I don't know, maybe I'll open it and look around. But all right. Have you ever had this where it's like, I feel like there's two types of horny, okay? There's like horny where you're like,
this is going.
Pivot. So there's horny where you're just like horny. You're like, I want to make out with somebody. It feels like anybody could get it. You know, there's that type of horny where you're like, ooh, I just like craving physical, or let's be frank. All right. We're mostly women here. Sometimes you're like, I want to get fucking railed. Okay. You have that thought and you have that feeling. And sometimes you have that feeling even when you're dating somebody. We've all been there, right? Where you're like, I know I love you and I love our, you know, nice, soft, sweet sex. But sometimes I would like to crank it up a notch for whatever reason. So there's this totally that type of horny. That. Right? Okay. I think most people get this. However, in my recent years, I have found that I have had a horniness that was like on the other side, and it was a horniness for intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
And that horniness, I would argue, is more dangerous.
Yeah. And because much harder to satisfy.
Well, much harder to satisfy, first of all, but more dangerous because I think this is the horniness that a lot of us face or feel. And we don't realize that's what it is. We like to play it off like it's get railed horny, and it's not. It's intimacy horny. And then that's why we'll be tempted to hit up people from the past, because you have that level of intimacy with them where you go, do I want to go back to that level of intimacy with that person who was even maybe a little shitty to me, or go gamble on a new person?
Is this your way of telling me you reached out to an ex?
No, I didn't. But okay. This is the pickle I'm in.
Okay.
No. No, I'm saying it's like, it's just, it's an interesting feeling because I've never felt that before. Like if I was to look at my pattern of when I've hooked up with people, it was, I just didn't have anything going on, was usually drowning in work or hustling, doing shows all the time. So I, whatever, wasn't on apps. And then there would be a night that I had the horniness, which was the first kind, where you're just like, yeah, I'm a little horny. I could like make out with somebody, whatever. And I would end up hooking up with someone that night, yada, yada. And then I would just go right back to like work mode, you know, monster. And so, and a lot of times that guy I would hook up with, it's like, homeboy was just in the right place at the right time. Like, it was not any game that they had. Just the stars aligned where I had a night I was out and I was like, I'm in the mood. You seem fun, etc.
But been there.
Yes. So in my last few years, there has been, I've felt like it's like a crave for an intimacy level that, and this sounds so fucked up to say, but I'm curious if anybody agrees with this, where you're like, it's so weird that sometimes I will have this feeling of like, oh, I'm like down to hook up and I don't care if it's casual and I don't care if we have a connection. But then this intimacy thing is so much more frustrating because it's like weird that not that it feels scary, but it feels like impossible to find. Or almost that feels uncomfortable to sit and be like cuddly with someone and like intimate in ways that I've been intimate with other people I've been with that I obviously had feelings for.
Well, yeah, because it's not something that you can just like if you want to get railed, you could open up your little phone and do that.
Yeah, I could.
Like easily.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot, even if you reached out to an ex, it's not a guarantee. Like you cannot just like dial up intimacy like that. And that I think does feel a lot more frustrating. Like I definitely hear what you're saying in that sense that you're like, that's what I'm craving. But I can't just skip to that with a new random person because I won't actually feel it.
Or it's like, I won't actually feel comfortable doing that. With a random person. So it's crazy that it's like, I'll feel comfortable fucking a random person. But the intimacy half, I don't.
Don't put your arms around me.
Do you know what I mean? No, truly. It's like, don't be making eye contact with me. What are you doing? We're not in love. You know? But then but the intimacy side, it's like, it's just, like, I shouldn't even say harder to find. It's like, oh, that takes time to build or takes actual feelings, for me anyway, personally. So there's this like, that's when I like get, I don't even want to say irked, but it's, that's when I get like annoyed that I am single. Let me say that. Cause that's true.
Yeah. Well, I also think that's how a lot of people end up in like insta relationships where like, I was talking to a friend the other day about how they're like, can't I just fast forward to the part where we're on the couch watching Netflix? Like, I just want to, and like cuddling, like, I just want to fucking fast forward to that part. And I know a lot of people who, because they just want that, are trying unconsciously, I think, to fast forward with people they've just met. So they're like, oh, yeah, like we went on a first date last week and then we had like a marathon weekend where we spent the whole weekend together. Now we're on the couch on a Sunday watching Netflix. But this is still a stranger I met on the dating app last week.
Yeah.
And then those relationships end up blowing up. Because you all of us, you like think because you're doing the intimacy eye contact thing.
Yeah.
You're like, your brain thinks, oh, I do know this person. Oh, we do have these deep feelings for each other. Nope, still a stranger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's also, I was going to say, that's in general when I feel like I personally also got into like situationship territory.
Yes.
Which is obviously much easier to do as well as if it's someone I've like at least known for a while. So there's already this comfort level. But yeah, but that's, I guess that's, I don't know, I guess that's my only update for the week. It's just like, anybody craving intimacy? Anybody
out there? Is that how you're going to open your shows this weekend?
Yeah, just, who wants intimacy, DC? Come
show of hands, who's craving intimacy?
Come to the merch table in the back.
It's so interesting that you say that because I have been feeling literally the exact opposite. Like I've been feeling like I don't really want anyone to touch me.
Oh, so this is complete 180. Okay. This is a different universe feeling. Okay.
Yeah. Like I actually think this factors into how I've been feeling about Mr. Worldwide because like I truly can't imagine being intimate, getting railed or being intimate.
Yeah, that's the two sides of the spectrum, you know?
I can't imagine it right now. Like, I can't, I don't know. Like, I've never actually, I'm glad you brought this up because I've never actually felt this way before consistently where I feel like I just, I don't want anyone to touch me.
Really? But you feel that way about Montana Boy or no?
Yeah. Like, not like I don't want you to touch me, but I can't even just, I can't even picture it.
Oh, fascinating. Okay. Because I was like, I thought you were kind of ready to go with Montana Boy. You know what I mean?
Not really. Like, I'm really loving flirting with him. And I can see myself making out with him. But, like, I still am feeling this, like, I don't know.
Like, I don't want you in my space.
Yeah. Like, it's just, it's interesting. And I haven't felt that way. I haven't felt this way before for an extended period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been like a few months.
Yeah, I think. And it's interesting because it's not like I've gone on a ton of first dates lately, but that's usually when I'll start to feel this like intimacy crave, like the Netflix on the couch or cuddling on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
That sometimes more comes from a thought like, I'm kind of just tired of first dates.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, wish you were further along with somebody and obviously someone you were like actually very into. But like that can feel frustrating where you're just like, okay, another first date, trying to be positive, trying to like stay another in the
stranger.
Game. But then there's this other part of you that's like, I am so tired of having this same fucking conversation with everybody. Oh, it's God. Like what it feels like sometimes, even though they're not all exactly the same. But
yeah,
you know what I mean?
It definitely feels like that. Yeah. So I don't know. So stay tuned. We'll see.
Stay tuned. I'll let you know. I'll let you know if my horniness flips. It's my new thing. I'm two sides of a horny coin.
I'll let you know if I become at all horny.
Live on the pod.
I don't know about you, Erica, but I have always been a PMS girly. Like that week before I get my period, even though I don't actually get a period anymore because of my IUD, the week when I would get it, I have always had just hormones all over the place, cravings, it's cramps, just all sorts of stuff. And it's been so much easier to manage my PMS with Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth.
So one thing I really like about this company is so many health studies they don't reveal has only been done on men. So I love a company that is actually making products not only designed for women, but is also testing them with women. Makes a huge, huge difference. Taking the Hormone Harmony isn't just for like menopause. I feel like we hear hormones and people think like, oh, that's not for me. But it can work for all of us at any age. Whether you do still have those night sweats, right? You don't have to have menopause to be hot at night, all right? That's your girl all the time. Racing thoughts and low moods, maybe poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, or the occasional bloating or gas. Hormone Harmony can help you with all of these things.
Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. And the beauty of those is they help the body adapt to any stressors, like those chaotic hormonal change that we're talking about, or any of those issues that you mentioned. The biggest benefit is just feeling like myself all the time and not having these like ups and downs.
If you're interested in getting something like this into your routine, you should definitely check them out. And we have a limited time deal for you. You can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com and just use the code FMH at checkout. Anyway, we do have questions we have to get to too, which thank you guys for submitting.
We have listener questions today. As a reminder, if you want to submit questions that are, you know, a little longer in length and need some more nuanced context, findingmrhyde.com/podcast, we have a suggestions and questions form and you can do it there. And if we answer your question, please send us updates. We love updates.
We do. And if you want us to answer questions every week, we also do that on the Patreon. So if you join the patreon.com/findingmrhyde is the site, we answer questions there always. So if you want extra episodes similar to this.
We answer pretty much 100% of our Patreon questions because it's a smaller forum. So, and this suggestion form that we're about to answer questions from, much lower percentage. So if you want to get your questions answered, Patreon's the spot.
All right. First one here. Let's do the ghost asked for a second date. All right. Went on one date with a guy. was super hesitant initially because I met him at work. We no longer work together, but decided to give it a chance. We had so much fun on the date and really connected. He seemed to feel the same. Fast forward to planning our second date, we set the place and day and only needed to figure out the time, and then he went full ghost. I sent a no ghosting script a few days later and nothing. Now, almost 2 months later, he requested to connect on LinkedIn. He asked for a second date and gave his explanation on why he ghosted. He said he was let go from his job a few days later and wasn't in a great headspace. Something I would have understood and respected, but felt I deserved some sort of communication. I'm stuck because I felt I had a great connection, but I feel like my trust is gone. He could do the same thing again. Do I give him a second chance?
This is a tough one because I have been where this guy is. Wasn't the exact same reason why I ghosted someone, and I didn't try to connect with them on LinkedIn. That part is weird to me.
First of all, he has
her number.
I can't believe she did not include. Did she check his LinkedIn for the accuracy?
Oh, interesting. Like the job change.
I feel like that's why he reached out on LinkedIn. At least I would. It's almost like, look at my LinkedIn page. It backs up Please my look. Story. Oh my look, God, it backs so up funny. My story.
That's so funny. I'm not going to lie. That part is weird to me. He has her phone number. Like,
yeah, but if you go to text someone and you see the last text is him ghosting her,
thinking too.
You got to switch mediums. So he probably couldn't find her Instagram, was like, LinkedIn it is. And that corroborates with my story.
That part's a little weird, but like, I'll let that go for a second. That part's a little weird, but I think you might be right about that. Because I did that recently, but it wasn't in a dating context, but I went to DM someone on Instagram and realized that I had accidentally like left them on read for something that wasn't urgent. It didn't matter. But I was like, oh, I'll text them. I'll text her. It's fine. I have her phone number. I'll just send her a text and then that won't be there.
Yep, exactly.
So anyway, that part's weird, but I agree she deserved some sort of communication. Full 100% agree that was a very shitty thing for him to do, no matter the reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that there's a world in which you could give this person a second chance. I was this person who ghosted someone because I was going through something. And I came back. I did use the same form of medium. I texted him. But I came back and I said like, hey, this is what I was going through. I'm so sorry. If you're up for it, I would love the opportunity to like go out again. And he took me up on it. And I'm very happy he did, even though it didn't ultimately work out. However, she says my trust is gone. And if that is truly the case and you don't think you're going to be able to get it out of your head that he could do this again, then I don't think it makes sense to give him a second chance. Because I think if you decide to give this person a second chance and accept their explanation of what happened and like move on, you have to be able to actually move on and trust this person again, knowing that they could do it again, but that you've decided to give them that chance.
Yeah. I think he's full of shit. I'll be honest. I think this excuse is bullshit. I don't think it's because when have men ever hesitated to give you a work excuse? Fucking never. Now, it's the number one excuse they give. Work's really busy right now. Oh my God, I'm tied up at work. Oh, I have to cancel because of work. Like, it is blowing my mind that if it was true, he couldn't just say, some crazy stuff happened at work. I have to cancel the second date. I'm sorry. Or I'm sorry I didn't answer you. I had a crazy few days at work. Or especially to come back now and go, I wasn't in the headspace, is also a bullshit excuse I think a lot of times people use. That being said, I'm not anti you want to give him another chance. But I agree with you where it's like, okay, give him another chance. But my mentality going in, I'm not going to lie, would be a like, forgive but don't forget. That I would be like, okay, let's try again. But the second you pull some bullshit, don't respond to me for a day, whatever, I'm
1,000%.
Done. And I'm out.
1,000%. Yes.
I'm out so hard and I will have no leash with you on this topic. So is that technically forgiving him? To be debated. But, but I'd be like, my guard is way up. And
yes.
I don't care because that's from your actions. So, because here's what I'm thinking in general, right? She might go on another date with him and then go, actually, it was fine. Like in my head, we had this amazing connection, amazing first date. And then you go on the second date, you go, it's fine.
You're like,
That was kind of hyped up in my head, you know? But it's, well, she's too curious that I'm like, just go on another date out of your curiosity.
Especially because I agree with everything you said. And I don't know that I would give this dude a second chance, but if I were going to, that's the frame of mind that I would have to be in. But yeah, like, I think we tend to hype up people who've rejected us in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, oh, if they were shitty to me, and this sucks that we do this, but I'm using we as the global we at all, not, you know.
Yeah.
If they were shitty to me, it must be because they're better than me. Like, that's what, like, sometimes our minds will do to us is be like, oh, if they rejected me, that must put them above me in, like, ranking.
Or I wasn't good enough.
I wasn't good enough.
We have sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, I wasn't good enough for this person who rejected me, which is not true, for the record. But that's what our minds will, our fucked up little minds will do to us. And they'll tell us that. And then that means that we will put people who've rejected us or hurt us or treated us poorly on pedestals. And so, yeah, maybe she will go out with this guy and be like, oh, that guy?
Yeah, I think she's just too curious. It's in your head.
Yeah.
You're wondering.
You're not going to get rid of it.
I think then go out with him just to see. But I would have my guard up in terms of like hooking up with them and like many other things. And I'd be like, okay, if he shows that side of him again or does the same bad habit, then cut it loose.
And I agreed. And I think you can also be pretty direct with him. I would do this in person. What I did, I've both been the person who asked for a second chance, and I've also been someone who's given a ghost a second chance. Mm-hmm. And when I was that second person giving a ghost a second chance, I was really direct about like, hey, that fucked with me. Like it gives me a lot of anxiety now that you could do that again. So I need you to know that, so that you know that you need to be like extra communicative because I'm going to be in my head, at least initially, that same shit's going to happen again. It was ASV that this happened with.
Oh, okay.
And I was really direct with him when we started dating again, and he was awesome about it. And to the point where, I don't know, maybe like a month into us dating again, it wasn't even a blip on my radar. Like I had completely forgotten that had happened, and it no longer needed to be something that was like extra.
Yeah. Or this is, I have a good friend that really has a big thing about lying. She's very like, I would much rather hear the truth than any lie. And even the smallest lie, she's like flares up whatever trust issues she has. So I feel like with this, my approach would just be like, I'd probably go on the date. If I'm going on the date, I'll go on a date. And I would probably say something like, yeah, you know, to be honest, like how I am is I just would rather you answer me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just want an answer. Even if the answer is I don't want to go out again and I follow up about something, cool. Like, because my question is always like, I don't know what you were afraid of to give me the answer. Especially right. When it's someone who's like, we went on one date, dude. What did you think I was going to do?
Yeah. I mean, I think they're afraid of a bad reaction, which is stupid.
Or they are trying to keep you around for the future that they could come back, like he is right now.
Yeah, that too.
So that's why it's like to be determined of if what he's saying is true or not true. The person writing it is obviously very curious and wants to give it another try. So give it another try. But any more of that behavior, fucking cut it.
100%. And I would have said the same thing about me. Like when I ghosted that guy, and I mean, my dad died. It was a little bit different. But
it's
like
kind of legit. That's pretty legit. Yeah.
It was a little different. It was a little different. But like
it was on your LinkedIn, to be fair. To be fair.
I forwarded him. I forwarded him my father's obituary and was like, yeah. "So, hey,
no, I have an alibi. This is where I was. This is calling hours.
Here's my proof. I have the receipts.
Yeah.
But I was texting other people. I should have texted him. Yeah. Like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had been in any way uncommunicative, I would have wanted him to be like, "What the fuck? I'm out. Like, you did this before.
Something.
Yeah."
proceed with caution, I guess.
Yeah.
Is the story.
And
but
also, I'll say one other thing. Going out with him again doesn't necessarily mean that you're giving him a full ass second chance. Mm-mm. Like, you could just go to like see what he has to say.
No, which is why I'm like,
you're curious.
I feel like giving him a chance, the colors are gonna show through. Like,
yeah,
whether it's one date, couple dates, like, you're gonna eventually see, is he still that same kind of bullshitter if that's what was happening? Mm-hmm. Or, oh, he was telling the truth. Okay, all right. My trust has been rebuilt. Because that's the thing. Trust.
Right.
It's interesting she said that, like, my trust is gone. It's like, I mean, how much trust did you have? It's one date. How much trust really got built in one date?
That's,
I know you kind of worked together, so maybe there was something there, so you felt like you knew him more. But you know what I mean? It's like, trust takes time to build. So you have to rebuild if this was to continue. But again, that's, I'm in the camp of you. I'm like, it's one more date. All right.
Yeah.
You're too curious to let it go. Then go on the date.
All right. This one is a little bit of a longer one. And we also have an update that they submitted, this person submitted before we actually even got to the question. So exciting. Thank you for the update. Okay. Hi, Ellie and Erica. I love the pod. Thanks for all the great advice. I have a situation and I'm not sure if I'm imagining things in my head or being too hopeful about this. So here goes. I work in a hospital and there's a guy on the security team who is so cute. Because of the nature of the unit, security is required to walk through a few times a day to check on us. So I usually see him once or twice a day, and at first it was just exchanging small talk, then escalated to him sitting with me behind the desk, chatting for 10 to 15 minutes about holiday plans, etc. At the time, I was still dating my ex, but he never came up in conversation. We never exchanged numbers or talked about hanging out. It was all small talk. About 6 weeks ago, we ran into each other walking into work, and I explained how I was tired because I was out late watching UFC fights with friends. He got a good laugh out of that, and he brought it up a few weeks later when he saw me again walking into work. Later that day, he came into the unit. I seemed upset. He asked if I was okay. I shared the breakup news and he expressed how sorry he was and that he's also been through something similar and to let him know if I need anything. So 2 weeks ago, I decided I would invite him to my birthday plans that weekend because I'm single. So why the fuck not?
Yep. Why not?
I love this energy.
Did you write this email out? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Seems pretty on time. No.
Later that day, I was talking to him. He ended up asking what I'm doing over the weekend. I shared my birthday plans and told him he should come. He was so game. We exchanged numbers and continued chatting. This is when his fellow security teammate started blowing up his phone, text about, quote, getting back to work and, quote, no dating on the job. Turns out they were watching us from the security cameras. He was laughing and saying stuff like, yeah, don't look at that camera. They're watching us. We were laughing and he ended up saying he would come visit me later in the shift. We've texted a bit since, but boy, is it dry. I've initiated all but one time. He often forgets to respond, and he ended up not coming to my birthday party, but he did let me know he couldn't make it in advance. I responded and said we should still hang out sometime outside of work, and he said he would definitely be down. I even suggested Super Bowl plans, and he said he, quote, doesn't really watch football. This reminds me of the guy that I asked to go kayaking, and he said he prefers to kayak alone.
Yeah. What is happening? It's like, okay. What are you doing? Not her, the guy. Oh. I'm like, what are you doing?
She's oh, yeah, the guy. Him. Okay. We later had a tipsy and flirty conversation where he referred to a day off work as a vacation, and I told him he should vacation in my bed.
Oh, okay.
I love this listener. He said he liked that idea and, quote, couldn't stop thinking about it. We've seen each other in person only a handful of times since then, but zero texts. I decided to stop initiating, but Lord, do I want to. So what's the deal here? Is this DOA or is he just 17 years out of the dating game? My close coworker likes to point out that he doesn't sit and chat with any other units. Should I try initiating one more time? Please help. He's a cutie and I want to get to know him.
The DOA kills me. Kills me. This actually, I just watched a movie the other night. And do you watch Grey's or no? Or any medical shows?
I used to, but I haven't in a long time.
Okay, but you know the call it, right?
Yes.
So when someone dies, they're like, call it. Or they're usually fighting about it because someone's fighting to keep the person alive. And I saw this movie the other night, and it was like two teenage girls talking about like crushes. The one girl goes, nope, call it. And the friend goes, no, come on, we don't have, she goes, call it. And her friend pulls out her phone, and I'm like, wait, are they going to call this like a death time? What the fuck is happening?
Time of death?
Literally, the friend goes, 5:36, time of death. You know, so-and-so no longer has a crush on so-and-so. And she was like, told you, called it. it's done. And I was cracking up, like, because in my head, I'm like, are they, is this a Grey's Anatomy reference? What's this? Okay. Anyway, sorry. That's, I appreciate amazing. These side things. Okay. Is this DOA? I mean, do we want to answer this at all before the update?
I was just about to ask, what do you think? Should we read the update first or answer it before?
All right. I guess we'll make a comment before the update. First of all, this man is not, like, stupid to what's going on. He knows what's going on.
They talked about being in her bed.
Yeah, you made it very clear, okay? This is one of those where, like, yes. Oh, is he not getting it? He gets it. He gets it before you made the bed comment, okay?
I agree.
When his coworkers were roasting him, like, oh, no dating on the job. Like, they know there's a flirting situation happening here. Something's afloat. So, no, he's not dumb. He knows what's happening. He's not biting is the unfortunate part, right? You're putting it out there. He's not making it happen. What do you think?
She's more than putting it out there. She's...
Yeah, I mean...
She invited him to her birthday. She suggested alternate plans, the Super Bowl thing. Like, she's not just putting it out there. She's like, she's going 90 and he won't even go 10 to just say yes to something. So, like, my initial gut before even knowing about the update was like, this guy might be into flirty texting with you. He might be attracted to you. He might enjoy chatting with you at work. But, like, for whatever reason, he does not want to go on a date. And, like, that's it. Like, you can't force this guy to get out on a date, nor do you want to, because you don't want to have to be the one who's always moving things along.
Yeah, I mean, even in a hookup sense. You threw it out there.
100%. 100%.
You can't even come over? All right. You know, like, I'd be like, well, cut your losses. Like, it's not worth obsessing over continually trying. Because I'm like, no shame in you throwing it out there. Like, you want to hook up with this guy? You're into him? Okay, go for it. It's just not being reciprocated, unfortunately. And
yeah,
that's when you got to just be like, all right.
So I'd probably just be like, all right, this is just like a fun flirty thing I'm going to have at work where I like flirt with this dude who comes by and chat with him because I'm sure that'll keep happening. And you don't want to make that weird because you work together. But like outside of work, it's just not going to happen. And farewell, sir. In that sense.
Oh, funny. I would stop flirting at work. That's, I would be like, I'm done. This, nope. Nope. You're going to reject me out of here, outside of here. Nope. We're done. This is strictly.
I think I probably still would. Cause like, I just would want to be having fun at work if I could, but I also respect it if you don't want to.
Nah, I'd be like, hey man, I invited you to come over and vacation in my bed. No bite. Done. Go find someone else to flirt with. That's it. I'm gonna flirt with the security cameras now. I'm gonna flirt with all your friends in the back little room without you.
I'm gonna blow kisses at the security cameras.
Yeah, I'm gonna be blowing kisses at every other security guard walks in here. Not actually, but you know what I mean. All right, what is the update here?
We have an update. So apparently, he doesn't come to her unit anymore due to his like assignment in the hospital. So like, she doesn't see him that much anymore. She was out for a beer last week, hadn't spoken to him in a couple weeks, and randomly decided to text him, so when are you coming over?
Okay.
He didn't respond.
Threw another shot?
She threw another one out there. He didn't respond that night, but texted the next day saying he's dealing with a lot, his dad has dementia, and there's more, but it's personal, so I won't share. I sympathized with him, and we had a good back and forth. I addressed the original text saying, should we pretend that didn't happen? And he sent a very sweet text that there's a part of him that wants to act on that, but he also knows he's not in the right headspace to do that right now. I understood, told him that text isn't super like me, but I was pulling out all the stops to see what would make him bite. And he said he's open to continuing our friendship and seeing where things take us. How do I get this man on a date? He's so nice in person and over text, but I feel like we will never actually get out. Sounds like he has a lot on his plate, but at least we know there's interest now. Spontaneous date, plan in advance, see if he wants to meet for a drink. I feel like once we go out once, it'll be easier to get the ball rolling. Thanks, ladies.
All right. There's your big sister mode here.
Yep.
Stop. We're done. Stop. We're done with this man. Stop. Okay?
We don't.
It sounds very sweet. Sounds very kind. No, but we're done.
Her question is, how do I get this man on a date? We don't.
You don't. You've tried to get this man on a date. He won't go.
Yes.
You tried to get him in your bed. He won't go. Unfortunately.
All of the methods that I would have advised to get this man on a date, you've tried already. Like, you've done all of it. And, like, admirably. Go you. Like, you were, like, so fucking bold. Put yourself out there. Went for it. And to use your words and her words, like, this man isn't biting, and was really forthcoming with you that he is not in the right headspace to do that. So, like, believe him and let's move on to someone else.
Yeah. The bottom line is he doesn't want it to happen. Regardless of the reason, let it go.
Yep.
Let it go. Because some people might argue even all the stuff he's saying, like, I'm going through this, that, whatever. Headspace, once again, men using whatever therapy language. Okay. Whether we believe it or don't, the outcome's the same. He doesn't want to go on a date. He doesn't want to go anywhere, it sounds like. Let him do whatever healing stuff on his own.
Completely. And, like, it does sound like he's being sincere, but, like, it truly doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if he's bullshitting you. It doesn't matter if he's super sincere and, like, really is going through a lot. Either way, you're not going to date this guy. And that sucks. Because, like, it sounds like if you probably would have had fun. But you can only have fun with both people. You can't have fun by yourself.
No, that's no. Yeah. Because also you keep flip flopping between wanting to hook up with them and wanting to date them. So I'm also like, which is it?
Yeah.
Be honest, which one it is. But the answer is still the same. If you want to hook up with them or you want to date them, either one is just not happening. And it's not going to change.
Yeah. And that sucks, but cut your losses now. That's what I would say.
Yeah. Unfortunate, but you'll find someone else you'll want to, shoot a shot with.
100%. 100%.
So don't.
All right. Big sister's out.
Yeah. Okay. Last question here. Long distance situationship. Oh boy.
Those are my words, by the way. I don't want to put that on the listener. I named the question.
It's still an oh boy. Okay. Still a little bit.
We'll see. Yo, let's get into it.
All right. Okay. I met a man on Hinge back in November and we really hit it off. We hung out 4 times before he got a new job in another state. So I'm in Colorado. He's now in Washington. I knew he was in limbo when we met and the dates we had were pretty intimate. Huh. Intimacy. Look at this. Look at this timing. Okay. Sorry.
Eric is jealous of this listener already.
Yeah. You know what? Shutting my computer. No, I'm kidding. Okay, sorry. So 3 out of 4 were overnight, weekend getaways. The third, she was invited to his family's Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
What's happening here? Okay.
They're intimate.
I think he's... lots happening. And I am so jealous. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I think he's great, and I was very bummed when he left, even though it's a dream job for him, and I am happy for him. I'm visiting him in 2 months. And I'm very anxious about it. We text all the time, and he is someone I can see myself with. The question is, how would you approach this trip? I'm not settled on my city, and I would be open to something long distance, but it's never been brought up. I don't feel like we had an established enough foundation for that to be discussed, but we talk all the time, and I'm not seeing anyone else. Fun, friends with benefits trip, or discuss something deeper. No boy. I'll pass it over to you.
Based on the context, the limited context that we have in this question, I do not think that this listener is in the headspace to have a fun friends with benefits trip with this man. I don't think that's going to be possible to just go hook up with him and like come back and not be wondering what else might be. So that I would say, I think that's a bad idea. Just based on the context that she's given about like the dates that they went on before he left, how much she seems to be into him, the fact that she met his family somehow at Thanksgiving. Like it just doesn't seem like she's going to be able to do like a fun, flirty, see you never type of trip. Also, I don't think it's true that they didn't have an established enough foundation to talk about what's going on. Like, I think it would be totally legit if she's like, hey, like, and I think it makes sense to do it when she's there. But like, hey, I really like talking to you as much as we've talked. But like that I'm developing feelings, like continuing to develop more and more feelings for you. And I wanted to talk about like what that means. And like, if we're both open to something developing long distance or not, because otherwise that's not going anywhere. And that's going to get really hard.
You think
so I would suggest having on the a conversation trip like that.
And then bring it up? Or you're saying, I mean, I agree with you where it's like this foundation line is like a BS line someone would give you to reject. You know what I mean? It's a built-in excuse. It's an easy excuse to go, oh, well, you know, we haven't known each other that long, so it would be hard, but blah, blah, blah. Distance is going to be hard regardless of how long you've known each other or whatever foundation you have. It's hard regardless.
Yeah, and you have to be intentional about distance. Like, it's like kind of impossible to be casual about distance.
Yeah. Like, we can't rewind, but if we could rewind, I would be like, yeah, just say to him, like, honestly, I really like being with you. I would be down to continue to date. How do you feel about that? That's all you got to fucking say. And they'll be like, I don't know. Distance is hard. Whatever answer they give, that's not, yeah, you know what? Let's give it a shot. Is it like, okay, we'll call it. It was a fun time. Whatever.
Yeah.
Because, I agree with you. Clearly, there are feelings here.
Yes.
There's a feelings. There's an attachment. It is no longer casual on her end anyway.
No.
As much as you want it to be and it's fun and all these, you know, things. This man, I would assume, really has no idea that you want more. Because you haven't.
I would assume not if they've never. Yeah, they've never talked about it.
If nothing has been spoken about, no level of any type of exclusivity, whatever. No feelings have been shared. This person probably is just like, yeah, come visit. We'll have a fun time. We'll have a fun, quick little romance fling like we did the month before I left.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that means this man never felt anything for you. But as of right now, he is not trying to have more with you. You would like more. I think you got to call this dude. Get him on the phone. You talk all the time anyway. So just be like, hey, you home? Can I call you for a sec? Whatever. Get him on the phone and be like, look, if I'm being honest, there is a big part of me that would actually want to date you and give this a shot. How do you feel? Same as I would have told you before. Just get it on the table. See what they say.
Yeah.
But if the answer is casual, I think you gotta not do the trip.
Yeah, I wouldn't go. You're right. She should do it before she goes. Because being truly honest with yourself, like put yourself in the situation of if you're on this trip and you have this conversation with him and he says that he's not open to long distance. I don't want to put this on you, but I think he'd be upset based on the context and the question. So like if you're truly honest with yourself and you put yourself in that scenario and you're like, yeah, I would be really bummed and like that would really hurt and I would wish I hadn't gone, have that conversation now.
And sometimes people can compartmentalize. Did I say that right? Okay.
You did.
It's a struggle word for me. You know, but the hard part is being honest if you can and if there's really feelings here or not. Because I can also see her calling him, and this is my warning to you. You could call him, throw something out there, and the answer could be, well, how about you come and we do this weekend together and we see?
Yeah.
I wouldn't like that.
I would want him to be really definitive that he's open to it. I don't think I would need him to commit to it on that phone call. Like
dating
long distance.
Yeah, but I feel like this is where the dangerous territory is like, yeah, come. You go and you have this great fun weekend. And then at the end, you're like, so what do you think? And then they're like, distance is hard or whatever bullshit they're going to say. And then you're, I think, crushed even more and even harder. Because if you're truly talking, communicating this much, I assume it's texting, which at the end of the day, texting means nothing. But the fact that you talk every day is like, all right, sounds like this person knows you on some kind of level. But I would, if you go through and visit and there's this like, let's see, then I would take sex off the table personally.
That makes sense.
To be like, look, that's kind of to protect my own feelings. I definitely have feelings for you. You know, let's truly go on dates this weekend and see.
Yeah, because texting all this time, all the time like that with somebody that you're not moving towards a relationship with or in a relationship with is not sustainable. Like, I've been in situations where, like, the groomsmen, where I met him at a wedding, came back, and we were, like, crazy texting and FaceTiming for, like, several weeks all the time. And it was not sustainable. And we were not going to start dating. We were not.
Mm.
There's as Matchmaker Maria said, there was a fatal flaw.
Yes.
But like that, it was unsustainable. It couldn't continue. And I was cool with that because of that fatal flaw that I knew I was never going to date him and didn't want to. But that's, there's nothing like that here.
No, at least no, you want something to happen. I personally would just cut it if there was no sign or inkling of trying, or at least feelings. Let's at least get basic feelings, because we people have been in situations where there's feelings and still the person decides not to try. So it's like,
you need both. You need him to like want to try, and like, or you need him to like see you as somebody that he wants to date or that he would want to date. Because who knows? You've been out 4 times. Even if he had stayed in Colorado, there's no guarantee that y'all would have kept dating, that both of you would have wanted to continue to date each other.
So, or that you would have really liked him on a deeper level. Yeah, totally. It's kind of easy to like someone at a distance. Like, oh, yeah. They're not, you know, you're just getting fun, flirty banter all day or whatever the hell. Like, you're not actually having to like deal with real shit together, or, you know, deal with even just like coordinating and seeing each other and all these things. It's like, you're kind of in a fantasy world. You're in your 4 dates, fun month.
You're in vacation.
Last hurrah before he leaves. Yeah, it was vacation energy. And so then this trip is basically repeating that vacation energy. So that's why I'm like, I'm very hesitant to have you even like go physically. Or if you go physically, I'd be like, I would keep the physical aspect very limited.
Yeah, I think it all hinges on how that conversation goes.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, if he is like a nice guy and he truly doesn't want to try a distance or feelings the way you do, then he will say like, you know, I think it'd be best if you don't visit, then let's not, you know, lead this on.
Yeah. 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 Hopefully he's honest like that if that's the case.
Right.
But if not, you got to be honest with yourself.
Yeah. Tough. We just don't want to see you get hurt. You know what I mean? We've been there.
100%. You guys,
this podcast has seen us get hurt. It's, you know,
we're all
doing our best.
All right.
We're doing our best.
We get hurt professionally.
Yeah. We professionally get hurt. So, you know, we get hurt in real time, live on the pod. So, you know,
live on the pod.
So, but thank you all for emailing in. Please give us updates.
Yes.
I love to hear them.
Please, please. Same. And like we said up top, if you have questions you would like answered or updates to questions we have answered, findingmrright.com/podcast, and you can do it all there.
Yes. And we will talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.